This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on your favorite football season predictions. So I've talked a lot about the MVP race and Jared Goff only being 35-1. Check it out on Tuesday and see what the odds are on Jared Goff to win the MVP next Tuesday on Futures Day. You can pick your Super Bowl champion. You can look at colleges. You can do parlays, division winners, dark horses, special odds available on Futures Tuesday, August 26th. Mark your calendars. It's a day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 or older and present in Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. The polling is done. 86.1% of people said, Detroit should re-sign Malik Beasley. 13.9% said no. And look, it's the kind of thing that, you know, they might decide to bring him back at this point. And as far as the Pistons are concerned, it's not as much of a financial commitment. I feel terrible for Malik if he's clear to this, the wrongdoing, and at the end of the day, it cost him any contract offers that they had. But, you know, hey, man, it could be just incredibly bad luck for Malik that this story got out there. I don't know if it started with rumors or what, but, you know, Pistons have a decision to make. There's some redundancy in terms if they did bring him back. They got an open roster spot. They got his non-Bird unrestricted free agent rights, offer him $7 million or more, but I guess we'll see how it goes down. In the meantime, we got a Lions game tomorrow, Tigers weekend series with Kansas City. Kansas City has got stuff to play for. They're trying to make the wild card. The Tigers have a chance to, I'm not going to say lock up the division, but really put a nail in the coffin for Kansas City, who's chasing them. Over the next 10 days, they play them six times. Kansas City's got to at least probably win five of them if they're trying to get back in the division race, but they're probably more realistically shooting for the wild card. And then there's that Lions game tomorrow with position battles going right down to the wire. If you missed Dan Campbell earlier in the show, the sound bites we played from him, one was him talking about how that practice yesterday against Houston and this game tomorrow, it matters for a lot of guys at the end of the roster, trying to get on the 53-man roster, and maybe even guys trying to get on the practice squad. There are guys whose goal is to get on the practice squad, right?
Sure.
And so that just, you know, are looking to have a job this year, knowing that they're not going to make the 53 man. But so important game for those players. I suspect we won't see any starters again. We're also speculating about Hendon Hooker. The other Dan Campbell soundbite we had was Hendon Hooker talking about how it's ridiculously difficult to hang on to a, not ridiculously, why it would be difficult to hang on to a third quarterback, because he's worried about depth on this team, especially after what happened last year.
Yeah, and last season they carried two quarterbacks, Hendon Hooker and Jared Goff. Jake Fromm was a practice squad quarterback. So they carried two on the active roster last year, and then things changed at the end of the year when Teddy Bridgewater became available and they went out and got him. But to start the season, why would I think anything other than the Lions having just two quarterbacks on this year's roster? It's the same type of situation. They've got a clear number two. It's Kyle Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the only reason they're thinking of to not, or I should say to keep Hendon Hooker on the roster is because they don't think he's going to pass through waivers. They think that he'll be claimed by another team. I think that'd be interesting because that speaks volumes on what they think of him as a quarterback. There's still something to develop that they think that they can unlock. I think the game for Hendon Hooker tomorrow is massive. I think he's going to get a ton of snaps, a ton of reps, and he's going to have to show that he belongs in this league. And that may not be enough, because it's not just the league is one thing. This roster is different. This is one of the top rosters in the NFL. It's not going to be easy for him or anybody else to make the 53 man. You got guys that are battling for jobs. We've talked about the receiver room with Lovett and Meeks and other players they've got, Tim Patrick and Tom Kennedy, bunch of guys that are going to be fighting for roster battles. They only carried four receivers last year.
Yep. And we're talking about a sixth receiver.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you find that? Well, you chop off another position here. So we asked a question earlier in the show, Kane asked the question because he thought or brought up the point. He said he thinks it's becoming fairly obvious that Hendon Hooker's not going to be on the roster. And initially it was my 51 had it over in there, and then I jokingly it bumped it up significantly. But Kane's like, you're right in the edge. I'm like, yeah. We talked this thing out over the show. I think it might be fairly obvious that he's not going to make this roster based on what they've done in the past.
Yeah.
Based on the talent level continually being upgraded over the years, because the main roster is so good, making this 53 is going to be awfully difficult, and they do need positions of depth.
Okay, so the wide receiver spot, you mentioned Lovett and Meeks, if they keep a sixth. On the defensive line, the Detroit News did a story today about guys who are kind of battling for those last spots. If you're looking for where the real position battles are going on, watch Keith Cooper, Nate Lynn, and Isaac Ukwu. I've talked about Keith Cooper a lot, how much I think he should make it. You've talked about Nate Lynn a lot, how much you think he should make it.
And Ukwu's been good.
Yep. In the secondary, Eric Hallett stood out early and got love from Dan Campbell. Ian Kennelly has come on, the Grand Valley State product. And Lauren Strickland, he played last year. That one of these guys, they might be battling for one spot there. The Lions story in the Detroit News says the Lions have carried 11 defensive backs on their initial roster for three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Consecutive years.
Wow.
That is a lot of defensive backs.
That is a lot of defensive backs.
On a 53-man roster.
Well, that's, I mean, it speaks to the attrition of the position.
Yeah.
Guys get hurt all the time. Already, we're without rake straw again.
Well,
things even got going. Maurice Norris. You know, yeah. He's returned to practice, though I don't think he's actually practiced yet. But you know, after that scary injury last week, but that's another guy. I mean, that's two guys right away, just off the top of my head, that gone.
Yeah. Well, bottom line is there is some stuff that's going to go down at Ford Field tomorrow. And I mean, you can think of some of these battles as inconsequential, and then you can realize that last year on the initial practice squad, we had all but two guys ended up playing for the Lions. The initial practice squad, all but two took snaps in regular season games.
Yep. I think the offensive line is another interesting area to look at to see how many they're going to carry on the offensive line. Is it going to be 9? Will they carry 10? And obviously the guys have to have versatility.
Mm-hmm.
So is Jamarco Jones, is he going to be on this roster or not? I mean, that was kind of a go-to guy as an extra tackle. Is he there this year? We don't know.
Yep. Well, it's tomorrow, 1:00. You got Tiger baseball tonight. You've got college football at noon tomorrow. You've got Lions at 1:00. You got Tigers at 6:00, and Gators got a new chair being delivered tomorrow to take some of it in.
That's right.
Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
What kind of chair?
He's got a lazy boy kind of thing.
A Barca lounger, if you will?
Well, the updated version of that. So it's a power chair, but it's not like a theater chair that has like the cup holders and stuff like that. It actually looks like a chair that belongs in the living room, but it's got the power.
You can tell we're getting old. Okay. We are getting old. Like, that's actually an exciting thing for the three of us.
And not only that, the number one feature that I needed was the power lumbar.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, do you have a game-watching chair? Do you have a one chair?
There's a certain spot on the couch
okay.
for me. I'm not chair. It depends where I'm watching it. But yes, but I'm more of couch. But I got to be honest. I want to be excited about the college football game, but I'm a little weirded out. Like, it's an actual conference. It's a legit tilt. Farmageddon with Iowa State and Kansas State. That needs to be in October. That needs to be at a home team stadium, not in Dublin. Who the hell knows who Iowa State and Kansas State is in Dublin?
Well, it's weird because I think that here you have two ranked teams that historically come from two programs that are actually pretty good. And the names Iowa State and Kansas State bring zero sizzle.
Nothing.
Like none.
Nothing.
And
by the way,
Dylan Edwards is maybe one of the most exciting running backs in the country. But
is there nothing sacred? Notre Dame changed the logo.
Did they?
Did you see it?
Oh, I did. So is it the Fighting Irish guy doesn't have his fists up anymore?
No. Now he's carrying a football. Probably because some sensitive idiot said it encouraged fighting. You can't change that logo. That's crazy.
So he no longer has the Dukes up?
Uh-uh. Go look. And it's like a modernized, I don't like it.
No.
I love the old little Fighting Irish guy. Not that I like Notre Dame, but I like that. That logo's cool.
In the late 50s, early 60s, they perfected the college logo. And they could have left them all in place forever.
And then we had another golden era, I would say late 80s.
Okay.
The Wolverine wearing his little beanie.
Yeah, I think that
Tar
was 50s
Heel
and 60s.
Wearing a beanie.
Yeah.
Remember the starter pullovers?
Yeah.
That was the golden era. Yeah. Sebastian the Hurricane, Gruff Sparty made a comeback. Then we wrecked it all over again.
You would probably like this, and I think you're correct. We got to move a kid into school. We're planning the entire day next Sunday around Notre Dame, Miami, Sunday night.
I love it.
Yep.
What else would you do?
I know, right?
You got a chair?
I don't. We're going to be at a sports bar or something.
Doug will be seated in the flatbed portion of the pickup in his Barca lounger watching the game.
All right. Have a great show. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.